Our first reading today is from the book of Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter. When thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a railing for thy roof, that thou set not bloods on thy house, for falling someone might fall from it. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with two types of seed, lest the fullness of the seed which thou hast sown and the increase of the vineyard be made holy. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not be clothed with mixed cloth, as wool and flax together. And then from the Gospel of Luke, the 17th chapter. And being questioned by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God comes not with outward observation. Neither shall they say, 'Behold here,' or 'Behold there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you shall long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see. And they shall say to you, 'Behold here,' or 'Behold there.' Go not away, nor pursue. For just as the lightning flashes out of the one part under heaven, shines to the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And even as it came to pass in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they wed, and they were given to be wed, until that day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it came to pass in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, and they bought, and they sold, they planted, and they built. But the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. According to these words shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, whoever shall be on the housetop and his vessels in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And he who is in the field, let him likewise not turn around to what is behind. Remember Lot's wife." We read further from the Arcana Celestia, 10,184, about the roof of the altar of incense. That this signifies the inmost is evident from the signification of a roof, as being the inmost. A roof denotes the inmost because it is the supreme or highest. And what is supreme or highest signifies inmost, according to what was shown above. And because a roof signifies the like as a head with man, for all representatives of nature bear relation to the human form and have a signification according to this relation. That the head signifies the inmost may be seen. The inmost here by the roof of the altar of incense is the inmost of worship. For in worship there are similar things to those who are in man himself, from whom worship proceeds, namely an internal, a middle, and an external. The inmost is called the celestial, the middle the spiritual, and the external natural. From the correspondence these degrees by the head, the breast, and the feet, and in like manner by the roof and the walls and the horns of the altar of incense. As by a roof is signified the celestial and what is good, therefore the ancients had roofs on their houses where they walked and also where they worshiped, as can be seen in the Old Testament. And in Moses, it says, "When thou buildest a house, thou shalt make a railing for thy roof, that thou bring not bloods on thy house if anyone fall from it." From this it is evident that by a roof is signified the good of love, for each of these precepts involves something similar, which is not disclosed except by means of the internal sense. This sense is that he who is in good, which is the state of a regenerate man, shall not return to the state of truth, which is a prior state, namely during regeneration. For in this man is led by means of truth to good, thus partly by himself. But in the latter or later state, namely when he is regenerated, man is led by good, that is, through good, by the Lord. This is the secret which lies hidden within each of these precepts, and thus the same is contained in the Lord's words in the following passages. Let he who is upon the house, let him not go down to take anything out of his house. And he who is in the field, let him not return back to take his clothes. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.